What up, what up, what up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one podcast that many of you have never heard of, even though I've been around since 2018. Yep, you heard right. I've been running this podcast since 2018. So, you know, just a quick 6 years of pouring my heart, soul, and questionable sense of humor into it. That's what I've been doing. But look at me now, still rocking my elite group of listeners, all seven of them. And I'm sure that you guys appreciate my hilarity. That's why you're still here. Some might call it a niche audience, but I like to think of it as I'm just curating an exclusive club of people with impeccable taste. Mm. Their podcasting palates are, what do you call it? Exquisite. Mm. They're exquisite. And honestly, who needs thousands of followers when you can count your audience on one hand? Goals, am I right? You know,
yeah, goals.
And clearly, being an underground sensation, that's the new mainstream. That's what's going on here. So enough about my amazing podcast that only a few of the incredible have heard. It's time to introduce the myth, the man, the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, I am excited, or okay, maybe not excited, but resigned maybe to the fact that I'll never find anyone better to co-host now. And again, to introduce my best friend, the one, the only, thank God, because there could not be more than one. Jesus Christ, save us all.
Man, that'd be crazy.
DJ, hey, cousin.
Hey, it's me, y'all. What's going on? Just wanted to say hey, you know? Hey, just, hey. I'm happy to be here, per usual.
Yeah.
You know?
How'd you enjoy that intro? You enjoy that?
No, I enjoyed that. It left me a little dumbfounded, actually. Didn't really know what to say after that. Didn't know if I could live up to the legend.
You know, having DJ, hey, cousin on the show is kind of like, it's like experiencing like sleep paralysis. You're not really sure what's happening. It's a little terrifying, but you're pretty sure that you're going to wake up with like a weird story to tell. But, you know, hey, it at least it's entertaining, right?
You know what? I can appreciate that. Having an out-of-body experience and based off of your own understanding of life, you either take it as good or bad. Yeah, that's about right with Wes.
Yeah. I mean, just like sleep paralysis, DJ Hey Cousin, he'll leave you feeling confused and disoriented and wondering what just happened. Mm. But don't worry, he's mostly harmless and will probably make you laugh or cry or question your life choices, maybe all three of those. Mm-hmm. So sit back, relax. Or not, but because let's be real, DJ Head Cousin is about to, I don't know, maybe blow your mind with a random thing that he says. And get ready for the wildest ride on the podcasting highway. Hey, Wes, cue the ominous music. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, cuz?
What's going on, bro?
You get it?
Yeah.
Cuz. Yeah. Cousin. Yeah. Like DJ, yeah. Hey, cousin.
That's what you did.
Welcome to the show, man. Yeah. So today we are going to argue about some scary characters and who would win in a fight. You're damn right. Yep, only the best content here. We are also going to be looking into irrational fears. And there are so many things that freak people out that you haven't even thought about. That and more coming up next, because I'm bringing you the random, the silly, and the fun.
Yeah.
But today it's going to be sexy, creepy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, creepy because of the content and sexy because of, you know, DJ Hey Cousin's beard.
Exactly.
And also me.
Mm-hmm. Take your shirt off and put on this Halloween mask.
I'm too sexy for this microphone. Too sexy for this microphone. So sexy it hurts. Yo, subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episode that you're listening to. So leave your comments down below. All right, you ready to have some fun?
Duh.
All right, cool. Coming up, we are going to discuss our POC Excellence segment, our Black Excellence segment. Let's see who we are celebrating today. This week, guys, you guys know I like to do this segment every now and then. I started about a couple of months ago, and I want to just kind of shout out some amazing people of color who are out there doing the damn thing, okay? And there's a lot of things that we're not going to hear about in the media, that we're only going to hear about on social media, or unless we share it between ourselves. And I just wanted to go ahead and share what's going on with these three amazing Black men. Now, this is coming from the Instagram page at Black Wealth. Okay. And so the tag that got me was a tag on the photo here, which you will be able to see on the It's Professionally Silly Instagram page. And it says here, these three friends founded the first Black owned sliced bread company in the United States.
Oh,
so that's pretty fire. So it says here in the caption, three entrepreneurs from Flossmoor, Illinois, Charles Alexander, Mark Edmond and Jamal Lewis have made history with the launch of Black Bread Company. And I love that name, by the way.
Yeah.
I love that name, by the way.
You know what I mean?
And it says here they have made history with this. Okay. So the first ever Black owned sliced bread company in the U.S. And the idea struck Edmond during the social unrest following George Floyd's death. Yeah. And we all remember that. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember I was in Los Angeles when all that went down. I went to a few of the what do you call them? What's it called?
What?
Protests.
Oh, protests. Yeah.
I went to a few of the protests. I had a complete brain fart just now.
Complete just.
What is it?
Huh?
Bananas? But yeah, so I remember that. So it goes on to say, while grocery shopping last year, he searched for Black-owned bread brands, but to his surprise, none really existed. So longtime friends Lewis, Edmond, and Alexander decided to team up, combining their entrepreneurial experience and skills to launch the first Black-owned sliced bread company. However, it's not just about profit. The trio's primary goal is breaking industry barriers and promoting Black ownership in an underrepresented sector.
Mm, yeah.
So I think that's amazing. Shout out to these three men. Shout out to you, Charles, Mark, and Jamal, doing the damn thing. I don't know where this bread is, where is available, but once again, the name of it is Black Bread Company. So if it's near you and you see it in your grocery stores or the corner store or wherever it is, pick you up some and get you some bread.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have a decent brioche bun. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I love a good brioche bun.
I mean, they shouldn't even exist if they don't have a decent brioche.
Why are you who you are? That's what I want to know. Why? Okay, so we are going to share a scary story where we get to choose our own adventure coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Ooh.
That was very scary. Good job.
Thanks.
I love a good scary story.
Do you?
I do. But I've never gotten a chance to choose my own adventure in one, because sometimes stories don't go the way that I had hoped. But today we get to choose, DJ Hey Cousin.
Yeah, man, it's as someone who has participated in these kinds of tales, you may not do as good as you think you're going to do, everybody, all right?
I'm feeling good.
You might die three choices in, okay? All right.
Three choices in, that's true. That could happen.
So let's just have some decent expectations, all right? How about this? Let's get past five choices.
So that's your goal?
That's the goal.
Your goal is to get past five choices.
Yes. The goal is to get past five choices.
And this is interesting because this is not only is this a cold read, because I have no idea what's going to happen. DJ Hey Cousin, he's going to be the one who's going to choose his own adventure, and I'm going to narrate the story. And so you're saying five choices, so we'll see how that goes. What happens if you die before five choices, or the story ends before five choices? There has to be some sort of punishment.
It'll be you know, the best out of three or whatever. It'll be the, you know, so if it's, you know, four, then I only get half, then I get half my soul. I don't know how. I'm
all right. No. All right. I'm going to make this way more simpler than whatever the fuck you were talking about. If you do not get it in five choices or less, okay, you'll have to do a shot.
Oh, you mean like a consequence?
Yes.
Oh,
a punishment. What the fuck?
I don't know what you were talking about. Okay.
Where are you? Who are you?
I was thinking about the ratio of like wins.
Why are you
losses?
Thinking about ratios?
All right.
You are such a blurred. All right. Moving on.
All right. Okay.
So I Googled. Shut up. Stop speaking.
Hey.
No. This is a podcast. There's no time for words.
First of all, I didn't even agree to your terms.
I know.
All right.
I don't give a shit. So, ladies and gentlemen, if he does not get this in five choices or less, he will be doing a shot of my choosing, which I'm adding now. And
if I succeed.
And if you succeed, you fucking win. What what do you need?
What do I need?
You have the glory of victory.
Gummy worms.
You want a prize? I thought you were going to be like, well, you have to do a shot of my choosing, but gummy worms it is. All right. So you heard it right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Wesley wins. Wesley. And Wesley, a.k.a. DJ Head Cousin, wins. He gets some gummy worms.
Yes.
Now, if you are not following me on Snapchat, which I've been trying to use it more often, honestly, check me out. It's in my... Actually, I don't even know it's in Linktree. Where's my phone? That's how much I didn't use it, but I've been using it a lot more lately.
Yeah.
So what's my Snapchat? Oh, okay. So my Snapchat is Amber Smiles Jones. You should be able to find me there. Or at True Smiles Jones. It's there. But anyways, we had a very interesting game of Uno on the patio, the screened-in patio. Oh, yes. And I pretty much, long story short, there was a bet. Wesley won. I had to take a shot of his choosing, and it wasn't great. And we shared that on Snapchat. So make sure you guys are following me on social medias, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. The Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. There are some random things I'm going to start posting.
And you know,
that you don't miss it.
And this is why she even brought this whole punishment reward thing up just now.
Yeah.
For retribution.
Yeah.
All right? This isn't random. All right.
Well, I mean, you have to win. You might win.
Oh, see that guy?
You might win. So I went onto Google and I Googled Choose Your Own Adventure Scary Story. And I came across this website, which is called ChooseYourOwnAdventure.com. And so I found a story. And it is titled The Midnight Caller.
The Midnight Caller.
The Midnight Caller. And it says here, a mysterious caller at midnight sets our protagonist on a dark and twisted journey to uncover the truth behind the unsettling phone calls. Will you be able to unravel the mystery before it's too late?
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, let's check out The Midnight Caller. All right, so it says here, start story. So once again, Wes is going to be the one who chooses his own adventure.
Yeah,
and I'll be doing the narration. But before that, clearly my speech is great, so I might need some more wine.
Mm-hmm, of course,
because I've been slurring all fucking night or day. What time is it? Fuck.
Right. Yeah. All time. What?
Yeah, all the time of day. All right, here we go. I'm clicking. Yes.
Let's choose my fate, everyone.
I'm clicking start story.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun cold read because I can't see any of this until I click it.
Yeah.
All right. You're jolted awake by the shrill ring of your phone. You groggily glance at the clock, midnight on the dot. You debate whether or not to answer it, but curiosity gets the better of you. You answer the phone. But there's no response, just silence. You say hello a few times, but there's still no answer. Do you hang up the phone or stay on the line?
I hang up.
You hang up? Show me hang up! You hang up the phone, shrugging it off as a wrong number or a prank call. You settle back into bed, but as soon as you close your eyes, the phone rings again. Do you answer the phone? Ignore the phone?
I answer the phone.
You stay on the line, listening intently for any sound. After a few seconds, you hear a faint whisper. It's too quiet to make out what they're saying. Do you ask who's there or hang up the phone.
I ask who's there.
You ask who's there, but the whispering only gets louder. It's like there's multiple voices talking at once, but you still can't make out what they're saying. Suddenly, the line goes dead. Do you call the number back, or do you ignore it and try to go back to sleep?
Ignore that bitch. Go back to sleep.
Pause. I believe we're at like the third choice. This is the fourth one.
The fourth. Yeah, that was the fourth choice.
So this is the fifth choice.
Yes.
Let's see if you stay alive.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to get some fucking gummy worms, you asshole. You try to go back to sleep, but you're too anxious. You keep thinking about the strange phone call and the whispers you heard. You tossed and turned for hours, but sleep never comes. When morning finally arrives, you feel exhausted and on edge. Do you go about your day as usual, or do you stay home and investigate?
Hey man, one monkey don't stop no show. I go about my day as usual.
You died. What? I'm just kidding. You're dead.
Like, damn, that was abrupt. Oh man.
You go about your day as usual, but you can't shake the feeling that someone is watching you. Every time your phone rings, you jump. Do you ignore your feelings and carry on? Or do you investigate further?
Fuck it. Someone's obviously after the boy. We investigate further.
You died.
Oh.
Not playing. You start investigating further, but you're not sure where to begin. Do you check your phone bill for any information or start searching online?
Phone bill.
You decide to investigate further and you start checking your phone bill to see if you can find any information on the caller. There is an unfamiliar number that's been calling you every night at midnight. Do you Google the number to see if it's listed anywhere, or do you call the number back?
Okay, run those options by me again. I'm scared now.
Y'all should have seen his face. The thought process in his head was crazy. How many hamsters are running on that mind wheel up there?
12. Go ahead. Just run it by me again.
You decide to investigate further. You start by checking your phone bill to see if you find any information on the caller. There is an unfamiliar number that's been calling you every night since midnight. Do you Google the number to see if it's listed anywhere, or do you call the number back?
We're going to Google it first. We're going to Google it first. We're going to do some research, do some R&D first.
You Googled the number, but there are no results. It's like the number doesn't exist.
Oh, shit.
Do you investigate further, or try to forget about it?
Nah, bitch, we're too far deep. We investigate further.
Too far deep. You start by checking the phone bill to see, that's crazy, to see if there's information on the caller. There's an unfamiliar number that's been calling you every night since midnight. So now it's giving you the same exact option as before.
So now you gotta call
the number back.
You circle back around.
You gotta call the number back. You don't have any other option.
We got to.
You call the number back, but no one answers.
Oh, shit.
You try a few more times, but it's always the same. No one picks up. You start to feel like you're going in circles. Do you try to forget about it, or do you investigate further?
You know, fuck it. Let's just forget about it. Let's just forget about it. Let's just, you know, I mean, I've called the number. I've researched it. I've literally gone in a circle about it. I mean, let's just drop it and see what happens.
You try to forget about it, but the phone calls keep coming.
All right.
Every night at midnight without fail. You start to feel like you're losing your mind. Do you seek professional help or try to solve the mystery on your own?
When I say professional help, they mean like therapy or police.
The options that I read is all the fuck that it says. Choose one.
Fuck it, we're going in Goonie style. Handle it myself.
You try to solve the mystery on your own. You continue investigating, but you feel like you're getting nowhere. Every time you think you're making progress, something happens that sets you back. So you take a break and try again, or seek professional help.
Alright, fuck it. I've already thought once. Let's get some more heads in here. Professional help.
You decide to seek professional help. You make an appointment with a therapist to talk about your feelings of anxiety and paranoia.
I do need some help right now. I'm going through a lot.
Through therapy, you start to feel more grounded and less afraid. This is ridiculous. Do you continue investigating on your own, give up, and try to move on? Which one?
Fuck it. We're going to keep going. We're still in the game, baby. Let's investigate further.
You continue investigating, but you feel like you're getting nowhere. And every time you feel like you're making progress, something sets you back. Do you take a break and try again later? Or seek professional help?
Fuck it. Let's take a break. Let's just take a break. Let's just, you know what I'm saying? I ain't getting nowhere with it. Let's just take a break for a while. I've already talked to Miss Amy about it. She just...
Who the fuck is Miss Amy?
My therapist, bitch.
Oh, okay. All right. You block the number, feeling relieved that the calls will finally stop. But as soon as you lay back down, you hear a faint tapping at your window. You get up to investigate, but there's no one there. Do you ignore it and try to go back to sleep? Or investigate further?
Investigate.
Yeah, there ain't no way in fuck it I'm going back to sleep.
Hell no.
I'm getting the get if I have
it's already
one.
In hand.
You call the police and explain your situation. The operator tells you that they will dispatch a car to your address and advise you to lock yourself in a room until they arrive. You follow their instructions and wait, your heart pounding in your chest. After what feels like an eternity, you hear a knock on the door. It's the police. They search your apartment but find no one. They advise you to be cautious and call again if anything else happens. You feel relieved, but mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. uneasy. Mm-hmm. You may never know who was making those calls, but at least you're safe for now. End of story.
Oh. God damn. At least I'm alive. At least I'm alive. Damn.
Yo, they were legit like, no, you're gonna do what the fuck we want.
Oh no, yeah, you're gonna end up going down this path, all
right? Right. Now I'm gonna ask you guys, like those of you listening right now, if you enjoyed that hilarity, because we did not know what was gonna happen.
We didn't at all.
They have a few more horror stories and probably other ones too. So if you want us to do another horror story from Choose Your Own Adventure, let me know in the Spotify comments or the podcast, Instagram, somewhere. Yeah. Let me know. And we can do another one because they have another one that's called The Forest of Shadows, ooh. The Dollmaker's Secret.
Oh, that sounds good.
The Hunting of Blackwood Manor, The Sleepwalker's Nightmare.
Oh, yeah, these are all Goosebumps titles, bro. Yeah.
The Blood Moon Ritual.
Oh, hell yeah, that one.
The Abandoned Asylum.
Ooh.
And The Isolated Village.
Oh, come on, bro. Oh,
so they got a few of them, bro. I got a few of them. So if you like it, let us know. We got a lot of fun things going on. So I had a very important question for Jackson, my coworker and friend, my pal, my comrade, my confidant.
Yes, yes.
My Asian persuasion. Oh, my good buddy.
Well, I thought I was the Asian persuasion.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I should let Jackson know. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Let him know. I'm he thought he was the first. Persuasion.
He thought he's the first.
All right, good.
It must be the texture of your hair and the color of your skin that I missed that made me forget mm-hmm. that you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
1/16.
Anyways, I asked him a very important question. This is a life changing question. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch. You know what I'm tired of? You. I'm sick of it.
You're doing so great.
Would you like to know the very important question?
No, I'm good.
Oh. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly
podcast.
Okay,
no, wait, I
want to
hear it. No, I want to hear it.
Oh, all right, cool.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear it.
Well, I didn't know you were, I didn't know.
Okay, yeah.
You should, like, laugh or something.
I was just joking, man.
You know, like I said, you should laugh or something. So who would win in a fight? Okay? So what I want to do, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to hear what you're going to say, and I'm excited for you to hear what Jackson's going to say. But who would win in a fight, Chucky or Annabelle? Now, before you answer, do you want to hear No. I want to hear what you say before you hear what Jackson says.
Okay.
That's what I want. So, DJ Hey Cousin, who would win in a fight, Chucky or Annabelle? Okay. And for those of you who are stupid, Google each character. I'm not here to explain that shit. They say Wikipedia, all right?
Well, do you want the answer or do you want to limit me to the answer?
You legit have like 2 minutes.
Oh my God.
Because I know how you go. You will rant for hours.
Oh my God. Don't
you have
that.
A time limit.
Oh man.
Matter of fact, where's my phone?
Okay, don't do that. I'll just tell you. Let's not put a time limit on it. Okay, so my answer is going to have to be Chucky. Mm-hmm. Annabelle does have a lot of ghostly like powers on her side, but they're not direct. Chucky also has limited magical abilities as far as like his sorcery to like be in the doll, but that's mm-hmm. also very limited. He doesn't know much from that. But he's creative. He's a better killer and he's hard to kill. So
yeah, that's annoying, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because isn't like the whole premise of Chucky like he's possessed by a serial killer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you think about it, it's still kind of low key demonic if you're talking about a possession.
It is.
So both dolls are possessed, right?
Yeah, but it's not just that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't seen Annabelle.
Yeah,
but I know who she is.
Yeah, I haven't seen everything, but I've seen enough to be able to like make the stance. It's not just about the demonization. It's about like the passive and active abilities within that demonic possession or like that demonic activity in which presents itself amongst those two characters. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so with Annabelle, she's like, all right, well, I'm a doll, I'm possessed and I have these powers, but it's not, you know, that's not all the time. Those are very like specific moments
mm-hmm.
and I won't even say right time, right place, but you know, there's a build up to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just something that's not just unleashed on you immediately. Chucky, that nigga's just walking around ready to get you at any time.
Yeah, no facts. You he does not saying? Give a
he's,
shit.
He's on you. The best way of putting it, long story short,
uh-huh.
Annabelle is passive. Chucky is active.
All right.
And because of that, that's why Chucky wins, because this is a battle, which is innately active.
I like what you're saying, and I agree with you for the same reasons and different reasons.
Yeah, if this was like a battle through like who can scare someone the most or like,
oh, then Annabelle.
You know what I'm saying? If who
she's
can
fucking
like,
terrifying.
Da, 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 but of like this is a fight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's Chucky. All
right, so that makes sense. So when you were talking, I got excited. I was like, oh, let me look at this because while back, a few years ago, I think it was like maybe 2019, maybe even 2018, I made a couple of podcast episodes talking about horror movies that were based on true stories.
Mm.
And I believe that one of them was indeed Chucky. So then I got a little curious about that. And I Googled, is Annabelle the doll based off a true story? And I went onto Google and it gave me an AI overview, which reads, yes, the Annabelle doll and the events in the Annabelle movies are based in parts on a true story. Mm-hmm. The real doll, the Annabelle doll, is based on a real Raggedy Ann doll that was reportedly possessed by an evil entity. The doll is kept in the Warren's Occult Museum. Now, the real case is about the story of Annabelle is based on the case that paranormal investigators, who we all love, Ed and Lorraine Warren, they took that on. And the Warrens claimed that the two roommates in 1970 told them that their Raggedy Ann doll was possessed by a spirit of a young girl named Annabelle Higgins. And the Warrens took the doll and put it on display in their museum. Now, there are a few movie differences, and it lists that as well.
Of course.
The Annabelle doll in the movies is made to look like an antique porcelain doll, while the real doll is more like the typical Raggedy Ann doll. Raggedy Ann, mm-hmm. like cloth kind of shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the movie also features fictional characters like Mia and John Form, and there was no link between the doll's previous owners and a cult. So that is the AI review on Google, which I have learned to enjoy. Some people don't like it, but I love it. Sum shit up real quick. Let me get it.
When used in the capacity would you just use it in, it's like automatic Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with that. I guess you're right, but shut up. All right. I also Googled here, is Chucky based on a true story? I can't remember if that was involved in my podcast, off his answer, I'm hoping I didn't do that.
I knew Annabelle was because of the whole Conjuring.
Oh, you
stuff,
know what it was? And, it was Robert the Doll.
Are you
that
sure?
One, that one was.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
but that
yeah,
wasn't yeah. a movie. It's no, just like a folklore. A yeah. So anyways, no, the character Chucky is not based on a true story, according to the AI overview on Google. However, the character and the Child's Play film franchise were inspired by real world elements, including horror stories. The childhood character or the childhood creator, Don Mancini, is that how you say it? Mancini, Don Mancini, Mancini, and real life criminals. So we have Charles Lee Ray. The name of a fictional character, Chucky, is a combination of the names of three real life criminals, Charles Manson, Lee Harvey Oswald, and James Earl Ray. I should probably say that.
Yeah.
His alias, the Lakeshore Strangler, may be a reference to the Hillside Stranglers or the Boston Strangler. Mm. Then we have Robert the Doll. The real life name, Robert, is said to have inspired Chucky. Robert Eugene Otto, also known as Gene, was given the doll as a birthday gift in 1904. The doll was made of straw and human hair and was 3 feet tall. Then you have My Buddy Doll. Remember that?
Yeah.
My buddy. So Mancini, I think that's how you say his name, imagined a My Buddy doll filled with fake blood as the inspiration for Chucky. So after reading this, because I had not done that research in quite some time, I think that's what I talked about, Chucky and Robert the Doll.
Yeah.
And then the actual murderer. So I did mention that. So it was inspired by a true story. It just wasn't based mm-hmm. off of it, which is very different.
Inspired by true events.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and see what Jackson has to say.
Okay.
Who would win in a fight, Chucky or Annabelle? Super, super serious question, dude. I need to know, and I need you to be honest with me, dude. Who would win in a fight, bro? I'm talking about like Chucky or Annabelle. Who wins in a fight, Chucky or Annabelle?
I've never seen Chucky.
I'm gonna smack the shit out of you.
I know he's a doll.
He's an evil doll.
So is Annabelle, I guess.
Oh, God.
Nah, Chucky only has a knife. Annabelle's got, like, powers. So Annabelle.
But Chucky's been around for quite some time, though.
Nah, Chucky's a pussy.
Wow, hard take. Okay, thanks, Jack. Oh, you know, I'm gonna fuck you up, all right? Annabelle versus Megan.
Who's Megan?
That's the new one that just came out with the little white girl that's like dancing and stabbing people. It's like a robot.
Well, then her. She's a robot. I'm thinking, okay, look, here's the thing. If Chucky comes at me with a knife, he's like, what, 1'5"?
He's about Bert size, yeah.
No.
Just kidding.
I'm punting that motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
He's gone.
All right.
Annabelle could possess me. I'm screwed. Robot.
She can definitely choke you out.
No, the robot wins because the robot can't be possessed by Annabelle.
Oh, that's true, because the robot doesn't
have
a soul.
Robot doesn't have, like, a soul or anything.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Robot wins.
All right, cool. All right. I like that. Except for the first one you said. That was dumb. I hate you. How did you feel about Jackson's response of Chucky being a pussy? And not only that, never actually in seeing the movie, and for new listeners before Wes goes the fuck off, because he's about to, and I'm going to give you a full 60 seconds to go off. So get your mind right while I'm talking about this. So Jackson has mentioned many times in the Bird Show, he admitted this, he has not watched a movie before the year 2000. There's such amazing movies and films that he has not seen. And may I add this, I found this out today, he has only seen Scary Movie 2, never saw the first one. You actually... Honestly, Wes,
Chucky would have, first of all, Chucky would have taken that very personally, and he would have found a way to get to you, bro. He would have found a way to see about you from saying some shit like that. All right. Oh my God, you need better friends or some I don't know what the fuck. What did y'all watch? Doesn't matter. Oh my God. Okay.
He is so upset. He can't even form words.
You have to widen your culture, your cultural landscape, I guess. And this is for everybody. Okay, go watch more shit. All right, go watch French shit, American shit, all kinds of shit from back in the day. All kinds of shit. Go watch shit. Everything. All right, go watch shit in black and white color. All right, go watch it with subtitles, not subtitles. Go watch it. Stupid. And Chucky's a badass. You're lucky he didn't hear that shit. Time.
Time's up. Time's up. I let it play longer because I like that.
Yeah, I saw it. I was booing for a second.
So Jackson's like 27, 28, something like that. And I remember when he admitted that at the Bird Show, we were all like, what the fuck? And it's kind of like a thing, like, we love Jackson, but that's the one thing about him that all of us hate. Jackson, if you're listening, Wesley is very disappointed in you.
See, you're lucky that you still rounded out and to be a cool-ass person, because a lot of people would not have rounded out well with that much lack of cultural, like, context, of pop culture context.
Jackson is so fire. A lot of the things that he says that annoys me, like that, that you guys just heard, I can let it slide. He's such a good person. I can't.
Hell yeah.
He's so fucking fire. So
and you know what? I'm going to say one more thing, bro, because I just that made me think of something. Quick little sidebar. Like, a lot of people tend to be able to get by through life just using, like, pop culture osmosis shit. You know what I mean? Like, references and shit like that without having to actually show their real personality.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, he's the opposite. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yo, like, Jackson is so fire. He might be one of my Asian N-words.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Jackson, you my nigga. What's up? So I also asked him just to see what he would say. I said, because he said Chucky. So then I said, well, who would win in a fight, Chucky or Megan?
Yeah, I was thinking about that when you said Annabelle the first time. I'm like, oh, how would Megan doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Chucky or Megan?
Who I think would win? I'm going to have to go with Megan. Megan's just, she's better outfitted for the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if Chucky had some, you know, he could get to the computer or some shit or figure out, like, it's an AI. Like, if he can get some backstory and figure out what's going on, maybe. But off top, no, Megan's taking that ass out. Jackson makes it seem like this is over a span of days. No, this is a battle right now, in the moment, like hands versus hands. Like, and it's going to go to Megan. She's stronger. I'm sure once she realizes it's just a doll, like, it's just going to be a couple tears. It's going to be Chucky, like, crawling to her, trying to, like, get a couple stabs in, well, you know, with his cleverness, but it's not going to work out. It's going to go to Megan. It's going to be Megan.
All right. In case you guys are wondering who I think will win the fight between Chucky and Annabelle, it's going to be Chucky. Chucky and Megan. It's going to be Megan. Nothing I can say about that. It is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So there are a lot of people in the world who are afraid of what some of us may call irrational. So some might even call them phobias as well. Let's go ahead and talk about some of these irrational fears coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Jackson, I still love you, but do better, bro. Do better.
Watch more shit, everyone.
DJ Hey Cousin, if there is one thing in the world right now that I would ask for, it would be you wouldn't be here recording with me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Oreos or creamsicles or something.
No, it would be that you weren't here recording with me.
Oh, okay. What?
Also, I owe you a bag of gummy worms.
Yeah, because I live.
Congratulations.
And I made a past 5 choices.
You did. Congratulations. Awesome. So I have a question for you. What are you afraid of?
Failure.
Okay, no, that was in the script. I wasn't asking you.
Oh.
I was asking. Oh. As part of the script that I...
Oh, okay. Well, I said the infinite void.
Me too for both of those.
Yeah.
All right, now you. So anyways, what are you afraid of? It's a good question. Usually a question that has the average answer of the dark, heights, maybe insects, something like that. Mm. But there are other fears that some may have never thought of before. Because I want to talk to you guys about those. But first, what is an irrational fear? So I Googled it, and once again, AI overview popped up, and it reads, irrational fears are intense, persistent, and debilitating fears of objects, situations, or activities that pose little or no actual danger. They are a type of anxiety disorder known as phobias. Now, people with phobias may know their fears are irrational, but they are sometimes unable to control them. So that's an irrational fears. So, DJ Hey Cousin, finally a question for you. Can you think of anything in your life that definition describes?
As far as an irrational fear, yes, I can think of something.
All right. What is your irrational fear?
It goes within the moments category
mm-hmm.
of that description. It's when you shut the light off to a door, to a room, and you're walking out of the dark, like you're trying to leave that dark room and you feel something behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of sort of urges you to sort of like leave the room faster.
I know what you mean. Is it similar to like if you live in a house that has a basement and you have to go down there to get something or do laundry, and you always go up the stairs faster than you came down them because you just feel like there's somebody watching you in the corner shit?
Yeah, or there's someone like creeping behind you or
Yeah, that's not irrational. that is normal as fuck.
It is irrational because there's no one behind you.
You want to know what mine is? It's similar to that. Yeah. I just realized it when you said that.
Yeah.
So mine would be kind of like, and I don't even have one of these, which is, I've had them, but I don't have one currently. So a medicine cabinet with the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know in the movies when they close a medicine cabinet, there's just somebody there all of a fucking sudden?
Yeah, I had
a medicine cabinet when I lived in Los Angeles. Every apartment that I had a medicine cabinet with a mirror on it because studio apartments, it's about storage.
One-fifth scared of the all shit horror out of me every time I closed that it. Moment in it.
Huh?
One-fifth of all horror movies have that moment in it.
No, facts. Facts. It's irrational fear. Because you know you're alone because you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't help but think, oh, maybe a demon's going to be there.
Exactly.
Or a serial killer Candyman. Or a rapist or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you don't hear anything. But it's like, a nun, an evil nun now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You never know. Chucky,
right. According to Jackson, he's not worried about it.
He's not worried about it.
Anyways, fuck that guy. I love him so much. All right, so I found some irrational fears online that were a bit odd. And maybe you didn't know that you were afraid of it until
That's
now.
That's very irrational if I didn't know I was afraid of it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know about shit until somebody else talks about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what they're like, new fear unlocked.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of new fear unlocked, I came across some shit on Instagram where there was like a post of like it was like someone, like a green screen, and somebody mm-hmm. was like showing you the toilet paper rolls in a public bathroom. And the toilet paper roll was like covered in like little red and brown splots. And they were like, never use this toilet. I think I still have it. Never actually use this toilet paper because this. And so I watched the video and it freaked me out. And so from now on, if I have to go that is another reason when I show you is why I keep baby wipes in my bag, bro.
Hey, man. Hey,
I mean, be baby wiped on
me,
deck,
but I
bro.
Definitely keep wipes in the car. All right, wipes stay in the car.
No, they stay on my person.
I know.
I don't play games.
I know.
There's a lot of gross things in this world, bro.
Hey, if anything, I definitely
here it is. Here it is.
On me, if anything,
I'm gonna share this audio with you guys. But Wes, you gotta see this.
Whatever you do, don't use this toilet paper.
Yeah, guys, I guess we have to start checking public toilet paper now before we use it. So I've been seeing these posts floating around the internet on various websites warning people of this toilet paper. And this isn't the only picture I've seen. I've seen multiple different pictures with similar toilet paper rolls with these little red markings all over it like you see here. And according to the post from these different websites, these are blood stains from needles. So as nasty and gross as that sounds, apparently there's some junkies who, after using their needles for their personal enjoyment, are using toilet paper from public bathrooms to clean their needles. So apparently after using their needle, they're stabbing it into these toilet paper rolls just to clean the needle off. And although obviously I don't know if that's 100% what these marks are, it does kind of resemble that. And if that's true, then that is just seriously so messed up.
So now that I've inserted that audio, go ahead, Wes. Go off. Yeah. And looking at that video, I have seen toilet paper rolls look like that. You know, the ones that don't close, mm-hmm. so you can kind of see them? Ditto. I've seen that.
Ditto.
Never thought about it.
Oh, my God.
I just thought it was like the discoloration of something that happened in the factory or some shit. Never paid attention to it.
I need more crackhead friends so I can know about stuff like this.
New fear unlocked.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's a rational fear, honestly.
That's not even an irrational fear. That's just something to look out for in the wild now.
No, facts.
That was just putting us up on game.
No, facts. Facts. All right, so I got a few irrational fears from BuzzFeed.com, and I tell you what, BuzzFeed, they know everything. Okay, they damn near own pop culture quizzes. You know this.
No, you know what? Yeah, they got a grip on it. They got a grip firm.
So the first irrational fear that I got off of there is it says here, their irrational fear is getting my hair wet. I have butt length, incredibly thick hair, which doesn't help. It feels so gross and heavy, and the texture is awful. It feels incredibly wrong, bad, and uncomfortable. And I am barely breathing on edge until my hair dries after wash day. It feels like something very wrong is happening on the top of my head when it's wet. It's dreadful and anxiety inducing. I have never swam in my life and never will. Oh. My hair has never touched lake, ocean, or pool water.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let me make a disclaimer before we go any further. My critique is not aimed to devalue any of these people's insecurities, fears, and trials and tribulations.
Someone is about to be judged. Go ahead, Judge Wesley.
That being said, Gov, you don't get your ass to the Y and learn how to swim. Yo ass, oh my God. If you don't get a goddamn wave cap, get your ass in the damn water. Oh Lord,
at least she showers though. That's good.
I'm sure.
Give her that.
I'm sure she cleaning the motherfucker. I'm sure she clean as a whistle. That's how you make up for it.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ladybugs.
What?
They can be crawling on you and you wouldn't even notice. Plus, they are unpredictable when they're flying. When you touch them, they're hard too.
Was your grandma in a ladybug accident or some shit?
Hey, show me on this doll where this ladybug touched you. Fucking law and order.
I thought ladybugs are good luck, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, right. I'd be having whimsical moments when I see ladybugs fall on me.
This season, on a very special episode of Law and Order SVU, a ladybug sexually assaults. Played by Dennis Leary. I don't know why that's the name I thought of.
Hey, man, that's not a bad guest star.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's very aggressive.
Did you see Rescue Me?
Parts of it, yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't even know what fucking asked you. Of course, you saw parts of it. That was the inside annoyance that Wesley knows about.
Parts of it were good that I saw.
Yeah, shut up. All right, the next one is, I have a fear of praying mantis bugs. I can't stand them, and they really freak me out. They're so alien-like or something, end quote.
Hey, yo, man. Those are cool. All right. I mean, I get it. You know, as I have a slight bias because one of my favorite Pokemon are Scythers. So, you know, a little bias.
You're such a fucking blurt. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, there's nothing.
That was out loud. Sorry.
You know, I get it. I mean, they are dangerous. Don't get me wrong. Like, praying mantises are objectively dangerous. You know, but. But.
Let me explain. What just happened?
Thank you. Thank you. Because I saw the whole thing and I'm like, what? Huh?
I just called you a blurred for quoting what you just quoted. And then I looked to my right and I saw a whole binder of Pokemon cards that I own. But you know what's funny? I don't remember any of the fucking characters because I was never into it. I just collected them because my friends were. But then on the Burt Show, they had like a guy come in and like appraise antiques and shit. And so I brought in my Pokemon cards and he told me that I have probably about at the very least from just what he's seen, because I have duplicates of several cards. Not even duplicates, are like six or seven of the same, some of the cards. And he was saying that so far from what he could see, at the very least, $2,000.
Them $2,000 don't keep from you being a damn follower when you were a kid. You weren't even into that shit.
Bitch, did you think you hurt me? I was a child. Of course I was a fucking follower. I also drew Dragon Ball Z cartoons. Never saw the fucking thing. Never watched one Dragon Ball Z episode. But I drew the fuck out of Goku.
You suck it.
Yeah. Moving on. Another I know you're mad. I'm seething. Moving on. Tongues.
Huh?
Tongues. It reads here, I am a little better at dealing with them now, but seeing tongues, the thing in your mouth, just makes my entire body shudder. I hate when folks stick their tongues out in photos, and even seeing my tongue makes me queasy.
Well, I hope you still have a pretty decent hygienic program, because not liking your own tongue could be a problem, okay? I can only imagine your...
Oh, I love my tongue.
I can only imagine your choices of food.
My tongue is a goddess.
Motherfucker don't like ice cream or some shit.
I mean that sexually. I mean that physically. I mean that foodly.
I only want my ice cream in a bowl. I don't like it on the cone. I don't like licking it.
Who does that? Oh, I love licking a good cone.
It feels weird. It just...
I don't know who that is, but I don't like them.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an idea. Okay. I have an idea. All right. So I'm going to do my best to pronounce a phobia, and I want you to try to guess what it is. You think you can handle that?
You know what? Let's give it a shot.
Let's play Guess That Phobia! Woo!
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Tonight.
Oh, my God. I'm probably going to fuck this up. Globophobia. What do you think that is? Globophobia.
Globophobia?
Yeah.
Fear of blood?
Fear of blood. Very interesting. So these phobias are coming from livescience.com, by the way. Yeah. So globophobia, G-L-O-B-O, globophobia, is a fear of balloons. Fear of balloons. So according to a 2013 article in a British medical journal, people with this condition may have an intense fear of at the sight, touch, or even smell of balloons. Most individuals, however, are only afraid of the popping sound, the article notes, which is funny because I did a podcast episode a while back where there are people who thought having sex with balloons, that was like their kink, you know what I'm saying, their bizarre fetish.
Yeah, I wonder what that word breaks down to in Latin, you know, like the first part.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that means.
You can Google that on your own time. Coming up next. Cool. Phobophobia. What is that? Phobophobia.
Phobophobia?
Phobophobia.
Damn.
Those hamsters are running wild up there.
Fear of phobophobia? FOMO. I keep thinking it's... I keep wanting to say FOMO. Like, oh, the fear of missing it. Phobo.
Phobophobia.
Fear of like wind? Oh, something like far fear of wind? I don't know. High winds?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Phobophobia is fear of phobias. According to a 1983 case study published in the Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease, researchers described it as free-floating anxiety and a significant... That sounds... just a lot. And a significant contributing factor to panic attacks. People with this condition may be scared of the physical sensations that come with fear, such as shortness of breath or heart palpitations. They might feel that these symptoms threaten their life or have the potential to cause permanent damage. They may also have a fear of developing a specific phobia. Phobophobia tends to be a diagnosis alongside anxiety disorders, and that's what researchers have said. So here is our last one. Vestiphobia. Or maybe it's vestiphobia. I think it's vesti.
I thought you said zestiphobia.
No, vesti, like a vest with an I. I'll
say it again.
Like vest, V-E-S-T-I, vestiphobia.
Vestiphobia.
Or vestiphobia, I don't know.
Fear of dirt, I don't know. Not fear of
dirt.
No,
that's dirty phobia. I just made that up.
Earthophobia. Vestiphobia.
Vestiphobia is a fear of clothing. According to a 2011 case report published in the journal Grand Rounds. What'd you say?
Overthought it. Vest. Should have just went with, you know, what is the good shirt? Like the shirt.
That's a fun game. I knew you wouldn't get it because it was so simple. It was hard. Just like phobophobia. Like, all right. So in a 2011 case report published in the journal Grand Rounds, people with the condition may fear a specific garment, or they may be scared of tight-fitting clothing that causes one to feel constrained. In extreme cases, the patient may withdraw from society completely in order to avoid being clothed. In the case report, researchers described a case of a 21-year-old Chinese military conscript trainee. The patient had no history of mental illness or psychiatric treatment, and he had never participated in military activities before. Soon after starting his field training sessions, he began experiencing symptoms like heart palpitations, chest tightness, and cramps. The patient claimed that the symptoms were triggered only upon putting on his unloaded protective body vest, which progressively worsened after a slow walk.
Wow, that's ridiculous. I mean...
Email DJ Hey Cousin at DJ Hey Cousin.
That really is. You should definitely be sit home for that shit.
Go work
at FedEx.
There are so many random phobias. We may need to bring this back as a
hot take. Hot take. The people who are now making new words are objectively dumber than the people who were making words before.
We made up a few words ourselves.
Because when I was trying to figure out those words, I was like referencing shit like arachnophobia or like xenophobia. Like, I was thinking of how those words are often broken down, like, grammatically.
That's erroneous. Get out of here.
So when I hear these new words, because these are new, nigga, these are hot, these are fresh. And it's like, what is these? What? How did you combine vest? Nigga, that's just a shirt. That's just an article of clothing. Nigga. What? Phobophobia? All right, bro. All right. You got it.
Are you all right? Jesus.
And Jackson, watch more shit.
Damn. You brought Jackson back in this. He is so upset with you, Jackson.
You done.
Yo, who is your favorite fictional serial killer, DJ Hey Cousin? Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
He is so mad.
Future and shit.
I actually wrote that in the script. Like, shh. That was fucking funny. So I asked the Burt Show interns who their favorite fictional serial killer was. I asked Demaya and Brianna, and they shared with us what they had. So let's see what Dee and Bree had to say.
All right.
Okay, so you've seen Michael Myers. You've seen Freddy Krueger. You've seen Jason, all that.
Yes.
All right. Out of those like the main cult classics of like horror superheroes, if you want to call them that, horror murderers, horror serial killers. Which is your favorite horror serial killer and why?
Jason.
Okay.
Because he's more scary in general.
What makes him scarier?
His first
bitch can't swim, punk ass.
True. And he was taller though. He was tall and he would pop out of nowhere.
Well, that depends on who's actually directing the Jason movie. Exactly. Because at one point, Michael Myers was like the Rob Zombie one. He was like 8'3".
Yeah, that was
good
too.
So Jason's your fave?
Jason, yeah. In the setting too. Because most of this campground. Yeah.
Crystal Lake or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. You like the name of it or something?
Friday 13th, what you mean?
Like Crystal Lake, is that the location is what gets you?
I think so. I think, no, because like the setting.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, the setting is scary.
Oh, like, the being setting a scary.
Yeah,
okay.
Being a campground is some like random man just like start killing folks. Yeah.
I mean, if you're honest with it, like literally you just describe life because it's always random men killing people. No offense to you, Ethan. Demaya, who is your favorite fictional serial killer?
I'm going Michael Myers.
That's my girl!
Because it's like, no matter what, he is coming. And he just be walking so slow. Yeah. And it's like, he's still behind you.
It's really something about Michael. But he's him.
You're going to die every time.
He's him, bro. Michael will kill you in so many different ways. Exactly. Jason relies on that machete a little too much.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not creative with his kills.
Yeah, Michael you feel me? Coming.
But I am very glad that neither one of you said Freddy Krueger, because I think Freddy Krueger is the biggest little bitch of all of them.
No,
it's like, I got to be unconscious, and you got to attack me in my... No, come get me after I get my full 8 hours of sleep, bitch. Exactly. Let's scrap. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Come get me after I wake up.
Yeah, why you got to get me while I'm unconscious in a dream? Nah, you that's some pussy shit. That's some pussy shit. Good job, Demaya.
Yeah.
You did all right. At least you didn't say you like pancakes, so... What? That's an inside joke later on. All right, so after you heard what Demaya and Bree had to say, Bree said Jason, Demaya said Michael Myers, my boy, my choice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Because you're into movies and stuff, so you may even think of one that we didn't even think of.
Well, as they were talking, I had a sort of split between two choices. I couldn't really decide.
Mm-hmm.
And the two choices were between Pinhead from the Hellraiser series and Candyman.
All right, so gun to head, Hellraiser, Pinhead, or Candyman. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see this right now, but I have my hand shaped like a gun pointed at his temple. And I will fake shoot you with my fingers, bro. Pick one, Pinhead, Candyman, go.
Okay, please just don't.
Do it. Do it. Tell me. Pick one. Or I will imaginary kill you right now.
I want to go with Candyman.
All right, that's cool. Yeah. I like candy.
Yeah, because you have to actually open up the box to summon Pinhead. Like, even if you don't say it, he can still come at you. That just summons him.
Mm-hmm.
But he can still get you at his own free will if he wants
to. Let me ask you this. What did you have to do? I can't remember because I've seen it so long. What did you have to do to summon Candyman?
You have to say it like 5 times in a mirror.
Oh, okay. What's that behind you?
A wall with reflective surfaces on it.
Yeah, that's a mirror. I'm looking at it. Candyman. 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 Ooh, there's one more left. See, are you worried?
See, you would have
Candyman.
You would have got niggas in trouble as a kid. See, you would have.
So what's supposed to happen now that I said his name 5 times? The fictional killer.
Well, in universe, he's supposed to show up and kill you and me just for being here, which is fucked up. But hey, those are rules apparently.
So does that mean all the listeners are in trouble too?
Actually, yeah.
Oh damn, sucks for you guys.
Yeah, they're gonna hear it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like it goes by like ring rules, the ring prep rules. Like, everybody gets it that was around. Everybody.
Well, that was fun. Hey, I'm sorry. Subscribe, I guess.
Yeah, please. Please.
Oh my god, shit, I'm snorting. Oh my god. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Jackson doesn't know shit about evil dolls or movies. Before 2000, he don't know shit.
Watch more shit.
Jackson, I love you, bro. You're like a brother to me, but I want to slap box you in the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We need to fight.
Yep, and we do it both our shirts gonna be off. That's how mad I am about it.
You wanna take a shirt off and fight him?
Both our shirts off in the street, slap boxing.
Speaking of which, did I show you the photo of Jackson's when he lost the bet and he had to take that billboard photo? And he was like on his side in his underwear covered in chocolate and Cheetos.
I didn't
show you that.
No.
Oh my god! I hope it's still on my phone.
That's still fresh.
God, I hope it's still on my phone. Oh god, I want to hear your reaction to that live on the pod.
I'm surprised this slipped your mind, given how ridiculous of a thought that is.
It was hilarious. First of all, for those of you who didn't know about that, Jackson had a bet with Mikey. No. Jackson had a bet last year, or where he had to lose a certain amount of weight within a certain amount of time. And he was supposed to lose 15 pounds. He lost 11 pounds.
Oh, damn.
He got really close, but it was like a really quick amount of time.
Yeah, how long was the time, do you remember?
It was November, so I think it was like before the end of the year or some shit like that.
No, I mean like what was it for, like the time he had to lose the weight?
Oh, like a couple of months.
Oh, yeah, months?
No, wait, no, what? Actually, no, lies. It was like a few weeks. Yeah, he had a few weeks. Damn it, I can't fucking find it. But his the way his bet loss was, he actually had to pose for a billboard in Atlanta, topless in his boxer briefs, covered in chocolate.
Whoa. Wow. How did you not
and Cheeto
save
dust.
That? My good. How is that? First of all, the fact that they put the money up for that is great. Like, that's commitment to the bit. And great. That's just great HR right there.
It's the best. It's probably, like, on a few, like, Burt Show, like, fan groups, because I've actually seen it a few places, but it was funny. But, yeah, Jackson, watch more movies. Professionally Silly Life Rules.
Everybody watch more movies.
Watch
more stuff.
Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, all of the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you, all seven of you. Subscribe to this podcast or whatever platform you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star written review. That'd be fire. And it will be very helpful for my podcast to grow. And if this is your first time listening, come on back in and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. And share this podcast with a friend. Do not hog all the silly to yourself. There's a lot going on. If you want to follow DJ Hey Cousin or myself, we have our information down below in the show notes. And our link trees there, our social medias, all that can be found. Oh, and don't forget, guys, I will be posting one of the segments from each episode a little earlier in the week. So I'm going to be every Thursday as of now. We're going to have a couple of mini-sodes. So stay tuned for that. And if you haven't heard my Feed the Pig episode, trust me when I say it's a good, good time, especially during the Halloween season.
Yeah, it's a good time for that right now. Get some pig in your life.
That sounds weird. It is a creepy pasta and it's terrifying. Soup's creepy. Check out the podcast on Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Any listener submissions, you can send them and we'll read them and share your silliest stories or jokes or life mishaps, whatever you have, send those in. And you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. All that once again down below in the show notes. All right, and also for those of you interested in writing me, my P.O. Box is down there too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, why are you eating your microphone?
What?
You're eating your microphone.
Oh, I didn't think you saw me over here.
No, you're in front of me. I see you.
No, you're so distracted. You're focused. Do your thing. Do your thing over there.
Once again, it's your Audible booth thing. Why are you doing that?
What? And your Audible side piece.
Anyways, once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Theme parks can snap a crystal clear picture of you in a roller coaster at 70 miles per hour, but bank cameras can't get a clear shot of a robber standing still. These are the random-ass thoughts that attack my brain cells before I go to sleep at night. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance.
Próxima semana!
That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
I want to get down. Woo! All right. Boop. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. We checking these mics out. What you going to do?
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Sound like a kid in puberty or some shit.
I'm 12.
Hey, Mom, can you pass me the cereal? That was like a kid transitioning into puberty mid-sentence.
I heard it, but like the end could have been deeper than that.
I mean, you know,
you're like, hey, Mom, can you pass me the cereal? Like, it was.
I mean, it's going to
be. Hey, Mom, can you pass me the cereal?
I mean, it's going to be in flux, you know what I mean?
All right, whatever. That'll be fun for the bloopers later. Okay, bop, bop, bop. We are going to share. Wait, hold on. Where is it? Ah, here it is. Hold on a second. I'm on the wrong thing. And
come on, let's share some shit. Come on.
I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it. All right, so